Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So today, we're going to conclude our discussion on choosing your people wisely. And the reminder here is that time is precious. And I say this all the time, but you can always make more money, but you do not have the opportunity to make more time. So in essence, your time is worth more than your money is. So if you know that, then make sure you're spending your time with special people. Move away from the negative people. Move away from the people that are just taking up space, that don't add anything to an equation. And surround yourself with people that you really enjoy being around. People that brighten your day, that make you happy, that motivate you, that you have fun with, that make life worth living. And when you talk about what you're doing professionally, surround yourself with people that can help you to drive your success. And so when it comes to people like accountants and lawyers and professional people that you employ for yourself personally, think about setting up an advisory board of people that can help you to drive your success. Make sure you've got the right people in each of those critical places, and make sure when you're making a major life decision that you tap into those people. If it's a big enough life event, you may even want to get them together in a room and have a discussion or do a conference call with a bunch of different advisors that you have. Again, maybe it's your accountant, your financial advisor, your lawyer, but these very important people in your life that help you to get where you want to go. Point number three, find people that complement your skills. This is especially true in a work environment. If you can find people that can be good at things that you're not, or that are good at things that you really don't enjoy doing, or you're not very effective at doing, that's a home run. Because now your work life becomes that much better. So surround yourself with talented people that can complement your skill set. And by doing that, you increase the probability that you're going to be successful because you've got the right people in the right places and you're driving what it is that you need to drive. And if you're able to do these things, you're now able to spend more time doing what you like in life. And if you can do what you like in life, life becomes more enjoyable. And that's what this is all about. That's why we come here every day. That's what we're doing. That's why we're doing what we're doing. It's about being happier, making life more enjoyable, and getting it to where you want to go more effectively. Now, if you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, just subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your goals. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is committing to joining me for a few minutes each day. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. And it's very simple. Just listen in the morning. Throw it on your headphones when you're at the gym. Put it in your car speakers on the way to work. But just get here and listen. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose, and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today and for this weekend, I want you to really think about the people in your life. Are you spending your time, especially your leisure time, with people that are going to add something to the equation? With positive people that make you feel good about yourself that you enjoy being with? Do you have those professionals in life that you've surrounded yourself with that can really help drive your success to help you get where you want to go? And finally, do you have a bunch of people or a group of people around you at work that can really complement your skills to help drive success in the workplace for you? And if you need to make those changes, now's the time to start thinking about who, when, and how.